I really do want to sing with this song too, but I will resist. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You are welcome to email me questions at bruce@brucesallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallen, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in satisfaction. This segment is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, the group I trust and use to handle my money. You can reach them at npier.com, npier.com. Now it would normally be time for the men's room with Wayne Levine, but he is away at his retreat right up here in the Santa Barbara area. I am pleased to report that Pastor Drew is joining me for this segment of the men's room and our next segment, his usual one, Teen Rap. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 5 years, and he is also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome to my show again, Pastor Drew.
Hey, thanks for having me on. We're double dipping today.
Well, it's to make up for not having you last week.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
I was telling my cousin on the way up here how I like routine and I like doing the same things, and you are part of my life now that if I miss you 1 week, I don't like it.
Well, it is mutual. I listened in last week, even though I wasn't a caller. It was great. Great show.
Well, thank you very much. That was a jam-packed show, as it turned
was.
Out, which it seems that we've got today. Given that you're joining us for the first time for the men's room, I would like to turn it over to you and allow you to open up with anything that you would like to share with us and anything you might want to add to the topic of respect, both personally and or from your knowledge as a pastor.
Gosh, well, that word, I think, is so loaded in so many ways. And I even went online trying to figure out, okay, well, what do people mean by respect? And I went to the dictionary, you know, the Merriam-Webster's dictionary, and there's even kind of a broad spectrum of definitions that they give for respect. And at the most basic level, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this, was, according to this dictionary, the word respect means to look back at someone or to regard. Or to give particular attention to. And I remember as a kid, my mom would always tell me, she says, Drew, whenever I'm talking to you, you got to look me in the eyes.
That's interesting. So a function of respect is truly making eye contact.
Yeah, and I never put the two together because, you know, I've had people tell me now as an adult, I say, you know, it seems like you have a good handle on respecting people. And when I read that definition, I remembered back to my childhood, and I remember my mom and dad just saying, you know, whenever we talk to you, we want you to look us in the eye. And it's interesting, that idea of respect at the very foundational level, just acknowledging somebody else. If you can't do that, I think it's harder to go into the even deeper levels of respect that we'll talk about in a moment.
I don't want to get political because I don't like to do politics on my show, but there was a recent a town hall in which a famous political figure was asked a very uncomfortable question, and instead of looking at the person who asked the question directly in the eye, he looked at his feet. And to me, that is exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's very interesting. So if that's the foundational level, then the dictionary goes on to say that kind of the next higher level of respect is to hold somebody in high or special regard, or the quality or state of being esteemed, and that idea that if you can't even look somebody in the eye, how hard is it to even regard them, to esteem them?
That latter definition, I think, is more what we tend to think of when the word respect comes to mind.
I think so, too, that idea of having a special or high regard for somebody. I think it's a great topic. There was even a book that came out a couple years ago called Love and Respect, and really it was aimed towards marriages. And even now, I went on today onto Amazon, and it's number 218 on the Amazon bestseller list. And
it's a marital advice book.
It's a marital advice book, Love and Respect. They take an interesting angle. They say that women want love, and men want respect.
Well, they could have been living in my home.
Yeah.
Because that actually is one of the issues that sometimes comes up with my wife and I, is I want just a little bit more acknowledgement for what I do and what I contribute, while she just really wants more time, and time to her, of course, is love. So that's exactly on the money.
Sure. And I think they're really interwoven in a lot of ways, too. But, you know, I read your column, fantastic column, and I, too, am a Dennis Prager fan. And you had mentioned that he said that he believes the fifth commandment, which talks about honoring your father and your mother, some translations it says to respect your father and your mother, he says it's the most important commandment of the ten.
It's also, I believe, one of the few that is not a negative one.
Yeah.
Really one is. Of the things I just learned recently and never thought of is how many of the commandments, and I don't have them at hand in my mind, but are do not do this, do not do that, do not do that, such and such, whereas the fifth commandment is something you should do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. The last five are all negative commandments. You know, don't murder, don't commit adultery, don't steal, all those things.
Now, why is it don't commit adultery versus be faithful?
I know it is interesting. I think that there's strong language in that, and I wonder if the last five being negatives, I think it's very adamant. Don't murder, don't commit adultery, don't steal, don't give false testimony, don't covet your neighbor's wife or their possessions. Sometimes biblical writers, and as you know, even writers today use repetition to help make a point.
I believe every word of the Bible, particularly the Ten Commandments, whether it's divinely inspired or divinely given, every word is there for a reason. So there is something wise about that choice of going negative with the last five that I may not fully understand. But Joseph Telushkin, who's a rabbi and just came out with, I think, his 17th book, he just spoke recently about that negative concept and just saying that it's easier for people to understand things not to do rather than to do things they should do.
Sure.
And that was one of his beliefs, that there were so many negative commandments. I thought that was an interesting explanation.
Yeah, that is some good insight. It is interesting to note that, so the last five all have to do with are what I refer to as horizontal relationships, relationships with other people. The first four have to do with our vertical relationship, our relationship with God. And scholars, and I think Dennis Prager picks up on this, many scholars say that the fifth one, the honor your father and your mother, as the Lord has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God has given you, many say that that's actually a bridge between the first four and the last five, and they say that if you can't get that middle one right, if you can't respect and honor your parents, who really are the ones that brought you into this earth, who nurtured you and cared for you, then it's going to be hard for you to understand that vertical relationship, and it'll be hard for you to have healthy horizontal relationships with others.
Wow. I just love what you just said. That's so great. That's so interesting. There's another facet of the Fifth Commandment that we're almost out of time for this segment, but it is also interesting that they chose the word honor and not love.
Hmm.
And again, I've heard the reason for that is honor doesn't mean you have to love. It means maybe just to honor the institution, because how do you love a parent that might have been a lousy parent?
Sure.
But you could certainly honor the institution, and I think that may be one of the reasons that word was chosen versus love thy mother and father.
Yeah, that's true. Or an abusive parental relationship. But I agree. I think there's very specific word choices there that need to be understood.
Well, we're almost out of time for this segment. Do you have any closing words before we move on to teen rap and when you come back with us?
Well, no one, it's the men's room right now. I actually just got back from this past weekend spending a weekend retreat with about 65 men. And it's interesting how often this topic came up, especially men with their kids, men with their wives, and even men looking back at their childhood, looking at their parental relationships. So I think it's a really, really a big issue, especially for dads out there.
You mean getting and giving respect?
I do.
Well, thank you. It is time for a break. I want to thank North Pier for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen. We'll be right back with Pastor Drew for Teen Rap after these words from our sponsors.